that old wheel is gonna roll around once more. When it does, it will even up the score. Don't be weak. As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in.
Don't give in.
That old wheel will roll around again.
Dad will even the score.
When love is gone, and the one you thought would stay does you wrong.
Does you wrong.
And you're left alone to pay. The price is high.
Way high.
But through Christ you'll survive. Don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
Amen.
That old wheel.
That old wheel.
Gonna roll around once more. When it does.
And when it does.
It will even up the score. Don't be weak.
Don't be weak.
As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
Play it, Paul, for the boy.
Times hard to control, and you'll find,
and you'll find,
you'll hurt down in your soul. There'll be those who'll be glad to see you down, but don't give in.
Amen.
That old wheel will roll around again. That old wheel is gonna roll around once more. When it does,
when it does,
it will even up the score. Don't be weak.
Don't be weak.
As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
That old wheel is gonna roll around once more. When it does, it will even up the score. Don't be weak. As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. Cause that old wheel will roll around again. Roll around again.
And it has. And good morning and welcome to Coffee with the Radio Ranch Wranglers. And we'll bring the rest of them on. Good morning, Jason.
Good morning.
And good morning, Tim in Nebraska.
Good morning.
And we say good morning to you, the remnant. Thanks for joining us. Looks like it's going to be a beautiful day here at the Radio Ranch. Got a beautiful sunrise, clouds, and colors. And the Louvre has no paintings, nothing that compares to the sunrises that the good Lord gives us. We've got a fire to the west of us that's throwing a lot of smoke around us, and it's kind of hanging around, but the spectacular sunrises that the Lord is giving through the smoke and the clouds is just beautiful. And so, Remnant, if you haven't looked outside at the sunrise, if you still can this morning, I suggest that you do that. And remember who brings the sunrise, and that his promises are new. His blessings are new every morning, every day. They truly are. Well, we'll have the phone lines open up, but Jason, would you open us up in prayer, and we'll kind of get on with the program from there.
Oh, dear Heavenly Father, we come before you this morning. We ask for your blessing upon this program. We ask for your blessing upon us. We activate that prayer filter, that prayer amplifier, and we pray that you do make any and all necessary corrections to our prayers. We ask that you guide us and direct us in the path of righteousness, that you give us strength, wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, power and authority over all the forces that come against us. Let us be a light into a dark world, and we pray that you use us in a mighty and powerful way, Father. We thank you for this opportunity to come before you and come before the remnant, and we pray that you just shine your face down upon us this morning. Father, help us to have a good day today, and just help us to get much accomplished. In Jesus Christ's name we pray, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. You know, Jason, I have to wonder how many people ask that. You know, how many people go to the Lord in prayer in the morning and ask the Lord, hey, help us. Help us to get things accomplished. Help us to have a good day. Help us to do things and not just rely on our own, well, I've got this to do and that to do, and, you know, whether it's work or this. You know, it ties back to Matthew. We have not because we ask not. But when we ask as a people, when we ask for help from the Heavenly Father, He gives it. So why not ask? Why not ask? Well, looking at the news, not on the TV, but just what little bit I've seen on the computer, from emails and whatnot, the whole world has stopped turning, and there is nothing else going on except the Kavanaugh hearings. And I think did they actually vote? Was it Friday or is it today? Did they actually vote yesterday afternoon? I wasn't sure. But it seems did they confirm him? I wasn't.
Well, he got the initial. I mean, really, this one doesn't mean anything. It was vote. The vote was 11-4, 10 against. He goes on through now to the final round. But
right.
Of course, they're not gonna call the other vote now and for a week, because they're going to do a mini FBI investigation. Never mind the fact they've already done six.
Right.
You know, they've already done six FBI investigations on the guy. But
this is on things supposedly he did in high school in 1982.
Mm-hmm. You know, that's what the.
You know, I got to tell you, I would not want to be investigated for the things that I did in high school in 1982 or 1983. You know, is there not? I mean, it wasn't murder. And is there not a statute of limitations in our law, like 7 years on most crimes? You know, whether it's theft or even if it is assault or something like that. I mean, this guy has been a judge. He's been before hearings. He's been, like you said, they've had these investigations before on him. I think it just is, one thing that it has brought out is the filth and the lies and it's brought out the true colors, I guess, of the left, you might say. I saw a little video clip, got an email the other day of Ted Cruz and his wife trying to go out to dinner in Washington, D.C. And these left-wing liberals just yelling at him and made it where he couldn't even, he had to get up and leave. You know, and they're telling the people, God bless, as they walk out, you know, trying to be civil, at least. And the little, whatever it was, the video people were taking, how many people yelling at them, chanting, what was it, we believe accusers, we believe accusers, something like that, I don't know, but the people just chanting, and the restaurant just going along with it, and you know, this was not a McDonald's in Washington, D.C., this was a high-scale, upscale restaurant, and you know, can you imagine you're spending a couple hundred dollars on dinner, you've got your wife out maybe for an anniversary or something, and then these left-wing liberal activists are yelling and screaming, chasing what wanted to be paying customers out of the restaurant. Anyway, just their true colors have come out, you know, and they say that's when character comes out, you know, when there's a little controversy, when things don't go the way you want them to go, that's when your character comes out. You know, what kind of person are you then? Do you jump up and down and rant and rave and scream and yell? Or do you have a conversation and work things out? These left-wing radicals are not much for having a conversation and working things out, but yelling and screaming and lying.
Well, it's a you know, the old saying during the time I was growing up, when we were learning about different types of government and everything else, and you know, I was homeschooled, but I still wasn't poorly homeschooled, I don't think. And one of the things was is democracies don't really exist. Democracy is mob rule. I mean, you know, it's the three wolves and a sheep voting on what to have for dinner, and majority rules. That's model. That's democracy. And the Democrat Party, if you will, they operate off mob mentality. And I think you can see the motivation of the mobs when through all of this theater that they're having, and it's theater. I mean, that's it what it is. We, you know, it's all about motivating, controlling, and steering. You know, mob mentality. And my father-in-law used to say, and I believe he was right. And I think it's everywhere you look, it's really bore out historically. Is generally, as a general rule, the majority is wrong. So, you can just about bet on it. If you're seeing all those things going on, the majority is in the wrong. They're going the wrong direction. They're doing the wrong thing. That's just kind of seems to be the way it is. Otherwise, why would the Bible say he was a voice crying in the wilderness? He wasn't a voice talking to a mob. You know, hey, come over here. This is the right path.
Right.
So.
Yep.
We
absolutely
see that going on.
And we're told, come out of her, my people. Come out of, and I think that applies, come out of that mob. Come out of that that majority thought. We carry a treatise. Be glad to send it to you. And it is printed by the U.S. Army Department. I want to say back in the 30s, if not before then. I don't have one back here in the broadcast room with me today. But it's on democracy. The dangers of democracy. Printed right here in the good old United States, because if you remember, this country was a republic. It was founded as a republic. We have that in the Pledge of Allegiance. I believe that was the quote. Wasn't that the quote from Benjamin Franklin or one of the guys, the signers of the Declaration, and said, "Well, you've." You know, the republic, you've got it as long as you can keep it. You know, and and that really is what we are, what this nation was. The type of government was a republic, not a democracy. And words change. The meanings of words have changed. The meanings of word in the people's minds have changed. You know, in World War II, when our troops were over in England, and they'd talk about smoking a couple fags, that meant something back in World War II. It means something a little different today. And so because words change, and again, the people's understanding of words have changed, and. You're right, Tim, that democracy is mob rule.
Well, and we see that, and it's always violent. Mob rule is always violent, because if you won't go along, then through force, the stick, whatever word you want to use, they enforce that rule on anyone else who has a difference of opinion.
Mm-hmm.
And it's violent. It is violence. I mean, this whole love thing can be totally dangerous too. There's nothing wrong with the love of God and the love of Christ, but when true love, when there comes against you a violent person to take that, they've set themselves at war against you. You know, your response is different.
I mean,
that's just all there is to it.
Amen.
And you have to have a different response. And their programming. I just read an article yesterday about one of these big mega church pastors. It was Andy Stanley out of Atlanta.
Yes.
And he's talking about unhitching from the Old Testament, and the Ten Commandments are no longer applicable. you know, and the Ten Commandments are null and void because Christ issued this new law, the one new law as a replacement for everything. And I don't agree. You know, and the law that is, and that's the catch 22 that they create and that exists. The new law that they want to talk about, of course, is you know, where he says, what is it, John 13:34, love one another as I've loved you. And that's just the one commandment. And it's like, you can't, the Ten Commandments are, they were in existence in Genesis 1:1. I mean, when Cain killed Abel, Cain was punished for killing Abel. I mean, and the reason was because they were there in spirit, even if they hadn't been codified yet. I mean, it was, these things allow us to live together and to actually, love one another.
Yeah.
Because that...
Well, the Bible tells us, you shall love your neighbor as yourself, right? Of course, that's in Leviticus 19:18 that it says that. And these so-called, like you said, pastors, they, you know, and even Jesus said, I give you a new commandment, but he says, but it's not really a new commandment. It's been there forever. Love your neighbors yourself. Right there in Leviticus, right there in the law. And these, you know, I saw that article, Tim, and when you bring it up this morning, it sure reminds me of the blind leading the blind, and they both fall in the pit. you know, and how many times do we read in the, especially in the, you know, in our Bible reading, we're in John right now, but you read through the letters of the New Testament and you're warned. You know, when Paul writes to Timothy, you know, he says, beware, don't fall for another gospel. And that's what it is.
Yeah.
But, you know, people, they want their ears tickled today. The remnant does. The majority, maybe not the remnant, but the majority of people, they want their ears tickled. They want to know, oh, so it's okay to, you know, whatever it may be, to covet or to commit adultery or to lie and to do these things. They want to be told that it's okay to sin, that God loves me anyway. That's what the people want to be told. And that's what these damnable preachers are telling them. It's okay to sin. The Ten Commandments, oh, we gotta back off from that. We got to unhitch that wagon, baby. You know, we got to unhitch that because Jesus loves us, and we got to love everybody. Well, you don't love the person coming in trying to rape your wife and daughters. You don't love them, you hate them, and you prevent them from doing that. And that is as biblical as it gets. But you got these, you know, false preachers, and that's just what I'll call him. That, you know, I've never met the guy, but, you know, when you go against the Word of God, that just kind of is what it is. That describes it. And his law, you know, pastor's got several messages on the law. The law series is one, but there's a couple others also. Lawful law, and there's one other that goes for that. I don't remember what they are. They're in the 600 series. That talk about and define the law, because there again, it's our language. You know, people hear the law, and if people are going to church, oh, that law was nailed to the cross, bro. That law's done away with. Well, there were some laws of sacrifice that were done away with Jesus, the perfect sacrifice. But, you know, the laws on living, on how we are to live and what we are to do and not to do, those are immutable. You know, they are just, they're like those inalienable rights that we have written in our Constitution. And the people just are not taught that. They do not see that. They don't realize that. You know, even our.
Well, yeah, and that's.
I'll call it
that's
our.
What makes it,
well, go ahead, Tim.
Right. Well, that's what makes the republic work. And that was why in that quote that you were talking about earlier from Benjamin Franklin, where he said, we've given you a republic, madam, if you can keep it.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, the founding fathers also said that the only way this republic will be able to be used is by a Christian people. And the reason for that was, is under the form of government that we had, dissent or disagreement was allowed. I mean, if they passed this or did that and you didn't agree, you could hold yourself back from it and say, I'm not doing that. Except for the ones that were rooted in the Ten Commandments. Thou shalt not
right.
murder, thou shalt not steal. There were certain things that you just couldn't do. I mean, it was like, it doesn't matter whether you agree with that or not, you don't do those. If you do those, then you're under judgment.
Absolutely.
And so that's what made it work. And with the mob rule aspect of it, we're seeing it plain face today, is they say, well, if we go out and rabble rouse enough, and if we all vote that way, we can be God. We can do whatever we want. We can take whatever we want. We can make you do whatever we want. We see that in the vaccine industry.
Oh, absolutely.
We see that in the money industry. We see that in the schooling industry today. We see it in all these different things. It's like, well, you're going to do that because we all voted that you're going to do it.
Right.
You know? And it's like, no.
Right.
I have a Christian conscience and a God-given right to not do that.
Absolutely.
As long as I don't violate these other inviolate commands from God that says, you know, don't murder, don't steal. And in essence, if you look at it on the face of what we're seeing today, the violations that are going on are all against the Ten Commandments. And that's why this article, or why this pastor over there, and he's not the only one, there's a whole slew of them out there, I'm sure, that they want to do away with that. They want to do, they're closet democratic socialists. They want to love everybody till they're broke, until that's their goal. I mean, is to it's not to serve God, not to see those things better, or see a Christian upswell and see the kingdom on earth. Their process is to enrich themselves and empower themselves and their group or whatever, and we see that going on all over the place. I think it's been really playing on this whole deal with Kavanaugh. They destroyed the man's life, family, and home. And I temper that with the fact that he's a Catholic. I mean, he's come out of that, and that, you know, that's a little, but nevertheless, there are Christian people in the Catholic Church, even if the Catholic Church isn't Christian, you know. So
right.
we see those things going on. There were never any charges brought 34 years ago. It's a pretty simple matter. There were no charges brought. She doesn't know when, where, or not even really who. Those things have been, you know, brought out plainly, and yet we have a character assassination, and it's not just character. I mean, it's an assassination of the office, of the position, of the efforts that have been done against this one person, strictly because they don't like his political stand, you know. It just continues on.
It does. You know, you mentioned the vaccination issue being a good example of that, and that exactly is. When you have mob rule like you have in California, you know, they say you will be vaccinated and there are no exemptions. That's it.
Yeah.
You're going to do this. And that is the mob rule, or at least the federal court up the Ninth, you know, Circuit Court that's ruled on that, and there's no exemptions. There's no none whatsoever. Well, you know, we try to be a lawful people. The Constitution works for a Christian people that says, if at all possible, be at peace with all men. And so we do that. Well, in the law, you know, it's gone to the Wyoming Supreme Court, that exemptions be granted, religious exemptions to immunizations be granted automatically to all who request them. And that went to the Supreme Court because there was a family that did not, and it was only back in 2001, didn't, you know, want their daughter to be immunized. And so they go and get the religious, the religious exemption and fill it out. And then they're questioned to the validity of, well, what do you believe? Why do you believe that? How, where does it say that? And all, you know, and so they're given that, they were given the third degree on this, and the family took it to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court in Wyoming voted, you know, for the family and said, listen, we have a religious exemption. If someone decides to do that, that's enough. It's their choice. And even some of the wordings in it were very much, listen, it anti-mob rule, you might say. that if you, and that's the way the ruling is today, is that if you fill out an exemption, that is sufficient. There is no proof that needs to go with that. If you do that, and that's how it is in a republic, that's how it is in a lawful society, and thank goodness that's how it is here. And so, you know, you go down to the public health department and you say, I would like the form for the religious exemption for vaccinations. Now the people down there look at you like, what? Like you got three heads or something, because they don't know, and you tell them what's over, it's filed here in the file, and then they go look, and there it is. And it's as simple as that, but the people don't know. The people don't know. Well, guys, we got a phone call. Let's go to the phone lines. Good morning, and welcome to Coffee with the Wranglers.
Yeah, hi, guys. I was wondering, you haven't heard much from our Pope there, or a Pope poop out there.
Your Pope,
Vatican,
not mine.
About anything. He's probably keeping his head low because of all the pedophile things going on in the church, that cult. I wonder what he has to say, if he said anything about Mr. Kavanaugh, being that they're co-religionists. Did anybody hear anything about
haven't heard anything at all.
Yeah. I would say that he would be ambivalent on the subject until something happens, and then he'll raise his head, you know, moaning and groan about, his alleged adultery.
Right. Yeah, haven't heard. You know that
none of those religious leaders are even standing with him.
No. No, see, that's that mob rule. See, when the mob turns against somebody, they stand alone. They stand alone. When the mob turns against somebody, then they are the lone stranger out there.
The hypocritical Washington, D.C., the bunch of hypocrites.
And, yeah.
And, the Pope's pretty busy. He's been pretty busy trying to fight off all the civil stuff.
Past the bounds and stuff like that. It's like this guy years ago, Condit, who was chastised for whatever he did with that woman. Pastor Peters, he pretty much described it accurately. These people, they ascribe to high office because they have that innate drive within them. And that goes for judges as well, I guess. It goes... Like everything about them, their whole being is nothing but, you know, I want to attain. I want to get to that high point. And no attainment is too. It doesn't satiate their thirst for power. They always want more.
Yeah, yeah. Their goal is everything. You're right. There's never. You know, I remember our pastor teaching that the only thing that the Jezebel, which is rebellion, which is what we see a lot of this is, you know, it's rebellion, it's as the sin of witchcraft, it all ties together, it's all tied up in their knots and their spells, but the only thing it understands is no.
Mm-hmm.
Is no. Because anything else you know, you it's the camel getting his nose in the tent. We have many sayings for it, but anything else, you give an inch and they take a mile, and that's exactly how these ungodly are. It just is. There is no okay, that's enough. There is no, okay, great, we got this law passed, or we got this recommendation done, and now things are going to be better. No, it's just they see it as stepping stones for destruction. They are destroyers. It's what they do. It is. Well, Joe, we got another caller. Thanks for the call.
Well,
have a great day.
Go there. Thanks.
All right, sir. And let's take this other caller. Caller, welcome. Thanks for holding, and welcome to Coffee with the Wranglers.
Yeah, good morning, man. It's Kenneth from Louisiana.
Good morning, Ken.
All right. Yeah, before Christy Ford even testified, the talking point went out, and it was this. You must believe this woman even if Kavanaugh didn't do it. And that was the talking point that went out. And man, no one made this comment that she could be a no-good, insecure, lying feminist, B-I-T-C-H. You know what I'm saying?
Could be.
It seems like
you think? Yeah.
Right. She could be. Right. So, you know, I was on YouTube yesterday watching a video how women weaken nations. We're all familiar with the Garden of Eden, where Eve was quite deceived. And in Jesus' day, I think it was Pontius Pilate's wife sold out Jesus because of a dream. And in the book of Revelation, I think it's Revelation chapter 17, verse 6. It says, I saw the woman drunk with the blood of the saints and with the blood of the witnesses of Jesus Christ. And when I saw her, I wondered greatly. So here we have matriarchal Babylon in the book of Revelation killing Christians. So don't y'all see how feminism is a curse all throughout history?
Absolutely it is. Absolutely, it has been. You know, even to the point that you have female bishops in the Church of England that are saying, yep, we need not, you know, we shouldn't refer to God as a he, but as an it, as a thing, and not a you know, not using the male vernacular. It is. It's just the epitome of this, you know, Ashtara, female deity worship. And, you know, God is the Father. Jesus Christ is the Son. The men, we are made in His image. And then woman was made from us. That does not change. But you know, you're right on that aspect, Ken, that it's this feminism that... and it's rebellion. It's witchcraft. It is that rebellion that we
Absolutely.
Read about.
It's a lot of Jewish Wiccan witches that are on top of the feminist movement, and shame on our white women who listen to them. And they'll listen to them if they watch Oprah Winfrey or The View. They'll be sucked into their talking points, and that's what's happening today.
Yep.
So, yep, fair enough. All right, fellas.
Thanks, Ken. And the Bible warns us about that, you know. Beware of those that sneak in and captivate the weak-willed. And it just describes those television programs exactly. So, well, Jason, we've taken up 33 minutes of the program. I am turning it over to you because I know there's something else going on besides the Kavanaugh hearings, and I'm sure you've got something.
On, but one of the things that too, you know, people can pound on weak women and this all they want, but you know, one of the things that has happened in this land is men decided to put women in their lives above God, and they've turned their back. I mean, you can hound on the women all you want, and you know, it's the men's fault. I mean, if men Amen. Would have ruled and taken their job seriously, a lot of the women wouldn't have been taken captive, and that's what happened in a lot of these instances in this country. Is you know, men didn't do their job, and the women are a spoil of war. And if you look through any time through history, women were always a spoil of war.
Yes.
And we've been dealing in a spiritual warfare for a long time. And you know, if we would have had Christian men doing their job, a lot of these women wouldn't have been taken captive. You know, you look at that, that's just what's going on in this war. I mean, you know, you take this woman, I mean, okay, in 1982, something supposedly happened. So you got 82, 83, all the way up until 2002. July 25, 2003, President George Bush, he nominates Kavanaugh. She says nothing. Said nothing at all. May 11, 2006, the United States Senate Committee on the Judicial recommended confirmation for Kavanaugh, confirmed by the United States, and she said nothing. June 1, 2006, sworn in by Justice Anthony Kennedy, she said nothing. So then you've got from 2006 until 2012, and then in 2012, oh, she remembers something happened. 2012 to 2008. Now it's I gotta say something, but I want to remain anonymous. Okay, well, this is talking about a woman that has a degree in clinical psychology. I mean, you know, clinical psychology. I mean, and you're trying to tell me that she doesn't know what she's doing? I mean, it's just, you know, it's insanity.
It is.
And that's where we're at. I mean, we've talked about lawlessness. I mean, we've got lawlessness in the churches. You know, we've got lawlessness in the land right now. You know, these leftists, they continue to lose their political power in America, and they are just continuing to riot. If you've seen some of the stuff that's going on right now, we're having a war with Twitter and Facebook, and it's, I mean, it's crazy. They're coming out, you know, it's the stuff that Facebook has been removing, for posts saying, oh, this violates our community standards. But it's okay to put on there, kill Trump, hang him, hunt him, you know, all kinds of things like that. I mean, talk about a double standard. And I think that that's one of the really important things that people are seeing and that have been woken up to in the United States is that the media lies and that you can't trust them. I mean, you know, Trump at the beginning, he did a really good job when he was running for presidency, and when he first got elected, that you can't trust the media. And I think that that's one of the things that people have been exposed to, is that you can't. I mean, and they lie, and they lie, yeah, and they lie, and they lie, and they lie to cover up other lies. And you know, it's kind of amazing to see how much that they, well, that's one thing that we've understood for a long time, that, you know, and we've talked about it. I remember, you know, pastors saying when they come out and they say something in the news media, you can almost take a 180-degree viewpoint on it and be more accurate. Well, you know, that's what they've done. But, you know, it's one of those things that people are really starting to be woken up on that, and they're starting to see it. And, you know, things that have been done in darkness are being brought to light, and we just need to continue to be praying that and standing upon it, you know.
Amen.
Absolutely.
Amen. A dark world.
That's that, you know, Matthew 23, Jesus talks about, he gives the woes to the Pharisees, you know, and he exposes the Phariseeism, and it is just what we have today. And when you read through that, Remnant, I encourage you, read Matthew 23, and you will see, you know, it's woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites. Hypocrites, you say one thing and you do another. And that's just what our media does. They have this false sense of nobility and of honor, and of and there is nothing there. There's not. You know, Matthew 23:23. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites! You tithe mint and dill and cumin, and have neglected the weightier provisions of the law, justice and mercy and faithfulness. These are the things you should have done without neglecting the others. He goes on, you blind guides who strain out a gnat and swallow a camel. And that's exactly what they are. And you're right, Jason, at least, if nothing else, at least many people have seen the media for what they are, you know, as a result of the last presidential election and the last couple of years, that they see this fake media and the fake stories that they have. You know, excellent point. It absolutely is. And now what the people do with it, we'll see. We'll see.
Um,
Well, and I think it's interesting that he puts the scribes and Pharisees. It's worth noting there that, Christ put the scribes and the Pharisees in the same. He lumped them together. And the scribes of yesterday were basically nothing but our, news media of today, wouldn't you say? And the Pharisees were the, ruling class at that time. They were the guys who sat up there and made and interpreted the laws and wrote the laws and took care of this and that. So they were both lumped in together, and they were evidently working together, because we see time after time when it says that they colluded, or that they connived against Christ to put him to death, or to put this person to death, or to entrap and ensnare that person. So really, same yesterday as today. We have the scribes and Pharisees working together in Christ's time, and they're still working together today.
Amen.
So,
amen. And it tells us there in verse 4, they tie up heavy burdens and lay them on men's shoulders, but they themselves are unwilling to move them with so much as a finger. And it's just how it is. It certainly is. Well, folks, phone lines are open, 307-745-5913. If you'd like to give a call, make a comment this morning. And
I had an article here that was called, it was pretty interesting. I posted it up on the Newswire, but it was called Civil War Alert. Leftists openly plot mass executions for conservatives as Democrats release home address of Republican senators. You look at so much of this new stuff that's going on. I mean, their side could get away with it, and if it's stuff that we tried to do, they'd be calling for our execution.
Yes.
But it says, as leftists continue to lose political power in America due to elections and Supreme Court nominations, their activists are becoming more militant and extremist. Now we've learned that left-wing groups are openly discussing mass executions and planned murders of prominent conservatives, and they're using Twitter to carry out these attacks. Going on down, it says that basically they've been using White House and computers, and they've been doxing the members of the U.S. Senate, basically publishing their names, their home addresses, their in some instances, even their social security numbers. Basically, all the private information that they can get on them, they've been trying to publish it. Then they've sent it through Twitter and tweeting it to where these people are and how you can get to them. I mean, it's lawlessness. It's just running rampant.
It is. It is. It goes back to that mob mentality. See, when you just put that out there to the mob, somebody is going to take that and run with it. There's going to be some, I'll call them an idiot, because I think that's what they are, but somebody will take that and run with it. And then, see, there's no accountability. It's just on that one person. There'll be no accountability on the people that hacked the data files, that put all the information out. Maxine Waters and Pelosi both saying, "Oh, we have to take this to the streets. We have to take matters into our own hands," and promoting, and we're seeing it. Call them right wing conservatives being run out of restaurants, protesters at their homes. At places out in the public where they go, and how long before that ends up like the shooting at the baseball game, at the congressional baseball game here, a year or two ago. We're seeing these things happen. And you're right, Jason. If it were the other way around, if it were right wingers, publishing Maxine Waters' address, saying, "Hey, this woman's blaspheming us, and somebody needs to take care of her." Oh man, they'd have, they would be in more of an uproar than they are, and the media would as well. Like you said, they'd be ready to send the SWAT team in and demanding that happen. But I think that's called discrimination, being that it's okay for the left-wing lawless to do it, and the media just goes along with it. And Twitter and all that, you know, we can't, it's freedom of speech. We can't come in on that. But you can't use the word Jesus. No, don't use the word Jesus on there.
Well, I mean, it's back to the you know, scripture found in Isaiah 5:20. It says, "Woe to them that call evil good and good evil." We're seeing that all over the place. I think that's a perfect example. This week, the Pope, he came out, and Pope Francis asked Saturday for daily prayers to protect the Catholic Church from what he says are attacks of the devil. You know, I mean, here, you know, they're talking about attacks of the devil, and we need to pray against these attacks of the devil, but they don't come out and say anything about, the pedophiles that have been found out in the church, and this pedophile ring that they've been running. I mean, you know, that's the evil. The evil Amen. Is the pedophile, and it's what's been going on in the church. And when you attack that evil, they want to call that the evil.
Yeah.
What was he saying? The accusers of the bishops and everything. I think that was the most recent quote I read from the Pope, was that the accusers of the bishops were the same as Satan, the accuser. You know, yeah. that they're okay. They're just so.
Well, when the Holy Spirit moves upon the land, and that lawlessness is done away with, praise God. Praise God. Matthew 24 talks about the signs of Christ's returns. It says, they will deliver you to tribulation and will kill you, and you will be hated by all nations because of my name. At that time, many will fall away and will betray one another and hate one another. Many false prophets will arise and will mislead any. And if there's ever been a false prophet, it's the Pope today. And it's this pastor, who is it, Stanley? Andy Stanley, mega church pastor in the suburbs of Atlanta. Ten Commandments, unhitch from them. Well, if that's what you want to do. But the Word tells us different. Many false prophets will arise and will mislead many. Because lawlessness is increased, most people's love will grow cold. And that sounds like some doom and gloom right there. I mean, that Hollywood can't do a doom and gloom movie any better than that right there. But it doesn't end there. Verse 13 says, but the one who endures to the end, he will be saved. And that's where that good news comes from. That good news of the gospel is that, yeah, this world is going back to Babylon. It's there. It's going to the proverbial hell in a handbasket. It's there. But the one who endures to the end will be saved. This gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in the whole world as a testimony to all the nations. And then the end will come. And that whole world means the inhabited earth. And we understand that that means to the remnant. We understand that. And folks, we're doing the best we can to do this very thing, to fulfill the Great Commission, to get the gospel out. You know, just recently we've gotten two orders from South Africa for books, and got one of them out, got another one that'll go out Monday, got that ordered late yesterday evening. And, because of your support for us, remnant, the shortwave goes out and sends this gospel message, the truth, not just love, 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 not that, but the truth of the gospel to the far reaches of the world, to do this right here, to have the gospel of the kingdom, the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, and the need for repentance and returning to Him, and the need for immersion baptism, and the need to live a sanctimonious life, to lead a righteous life in Christ. That gospel goes out because of your support for us. It keeps the shortwave stations blasting it out, and that's what they do, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And it reaches the remnant, not the masses, but the remnant hears it. When the truth goes out, the remnant, it resonates with the remnant, and they hear it, and they hear it. And we continue to do that. It's what we must do, be about the Father's business. Certainly here, with the individuals, with the people that we meet, with the people that we work with the people that you might go to school with friends and family, certainly we do our best to lead by example and live that godly life, to let our light shine and to to be that good godly example of the people that we're around. But we also read throughout this that the gospel of the kingdom needs to go to the whole world, to the inhabited earth. How do you do that? Well, you can stand on the roof and yell, and your neighbors might hear you, but not the people across town. But the shortwave broadcast, the internet broadcast, the audio satellite, got a call from southern Missouri. And guy said, yeah, we've had a satellite from Rick's satellite for years, and we listen to you on audio, and it's crystal clear all the time. We don't advertise that a lot, but the broadcast goes out on, I don't know if it's still Globalstar, whoever it is, but it goes out on the audio satellite. And you can get a satellite receiver dish and system and all that. It's not real expensive. And be able to get the broadcast all the time. And so, we have new people coming on that aren't aware of this. And we have some older people that have been on the ministry for a while that are aware of this as well. But need reminding of it. That this is a way for us all to fulfill the Great Commission. To go into all the world, and you can do that without a passport and without buying airline tickets. You can spread the gospel around, and that's what we do.
Yeah, anybody that wants to unhitch from the Ten Commandments, I mean, that's just kind of one of the things that a person would think that is one of the basic foundations of Christianity.
Yes.
And you look at the, you shall have no other gods before me. You shall make no idols or graven images. You shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain. You shall keep the Sabbath holy. Honor your father and your mother. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor, and you shall not covet. I mean, that's there in a nutshell. That's what, the Ten Commandments. Which ones do they really want to get away from? Which ones do they really have a problem with? I mean, it's you got to sit
absolutely.
There and ask, but this is what people are trying to get away from. Do I really want to be around somebody like this? I mean, these are, they're trying to take them instead of commandments. They're trying to turn them into suggestions. But you got to watch yourself. I mean, I know people that don't even claim to be Christians and that aren't Christians. And they keep these commandments,
right.
And try real hard. It's you used to have people that had integrity, and they had the law written on their heart. Talk about separating the goats from the sheep, and the left from the right, and the tares from the wheat. It's, it's happening before our eyes.
Amen.
Amen.
It is.
It is a decision. We are at that point where I think one of the most opportune or interesting things I see going on out there in the world today is people are at the decision, who will you serve? Decide now. It's in your face like it's never been.
Amen.
And I think that it's one of those things, too. You talk about smoke and mirrors. I mean, you've got this pedophile scandal that's going on, they're talking about it going dating back all the way to into the 80s and very possible into the 60s. With hundreds and hundreds of boys and girls and, sex trafficking and stuff that's taking place. And here you have something that, but they want to get you up in arms about something that happened supposedly to one person. And, I mean, you just talk about a cover-up. I mean, I think that that's one of the things that we're seeing in our news media. I mean, distraction, cover-up, trying to get you, completely off a course.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah. And it comes back to those scribes and Pharisees, they say one thing and they do another. And, what was it? The Wizard of Oz. Pay no attention to the man behind the curtain that's pulling the levers and moving the switches to make all this smoke and mirrors happen. And our pastor taught many times a basic teaching, and it was mentioned earlier today, that what the media puts out, you take pretty much the opposite of what the media puts out, and you'll be closer to the truth than certainly believing what they put out. And we find that that is true. We find that it is. Well, guys, we're running out of time this morning. We only get an hour here to, and my coffee, I brought a big coffee cup. It's empty, and I'm ready for a little bit more, but we're about out of time. We do want to invite you to church tomorrow, and you can join us at scripturesforamerica.org, starting at 8:30 Mountain, 9:30 Central, 10:30 Eastern, and 7:30 on the West Coast. Click on the live video stream, and we'll have a little bit of everything for you. Had a great message, Watchmen on the Wall, Part 1, by Colonel Moore last week, and that seems to be a recurring theme that is popping up that the Holy Spirit's leading in, that, you know, to be that watchman. And we had one not too long ago. We're all watchmen, and that's what we do. And we're doing our best to do that, letting you know. So join us for church. We'll have a review of the news. We'll have a timeless pulpit truth. We'll have a live message from John. We'll have communion and some music, and you can not forsake the assembly, even if it's on your computer. We'll be there, and hope you'll join us as well. Well, Tim, thanks so much for joining us. Hope you have a blessed day out there in Nebraska.
Thank you.
And Jason, glad you guys are doing better, and looking forward to seeing you guys tomorrow, and we'll go out with a song. And again, Remnant, we appreciate your support. If you want to write to us, our address is Scriptures for America, Post Office Box 766, La Porte, Colorado, 80535.
Rolling, 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 rolling,
rolling,
ha! Ha!
Keep rolling, 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 though this country's stolen, keep on rolling over, snake high. Fast and free together, make them health and forever, knowing the King is by our side. Those old snakes are clever, but Jesus is forever. God's waiting at the end of our ride.
Move them out, head them off, move them out, move them out, head them off, snake high.
They're disapproving, keep on moving over, snake high. Don't try to understand them, just curse and stomp and strand them. Soon we'll be tanning their snake hides. My heart's calculating, our King will be waiting, be waiting at the end of our ride.
Move them out, head them off, head them off, move them out, head them off, snake high.
They're disapproving, keep on moving over, snake hide. Don't try to understand them, just curse and stomp and strand them. Soon we'll be tanning their snake hide. My heart's calculating, our King will be waiting, be waiting at the end of our ride.
Move them out, head them off, move them out.